Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Crushing Cultural Marxism. Conrad Reicher's new book is your pocket guide to winning the battle of ideologies. If you're fed up with apologizing for being a man, this book shows you how cultural Marxism hijacks schools, media, and corporations to erase male authority, and how to fight back. You'll learn why toxic masculinity was a weaponized lie, how to escape the marriage plantation, and how men can rebuild brotherhoods that reject woke control. This is a red-pilled arsenal for men who refuse to surrender. The book is now available on Amazon, Audible, Google, and all other good bookstores. Links are in the description. And now on with the memes. Number one, do you think that the media is the most effective devil in America? I certainly don't, because people barely watch the lamestream news anymore. Most people under 50 get their content from YouTube or X. It's only the boomers that are dying off fast that are viewing it. Their numbers are so bad that Jimmy Kimmel only gets 160,000 views for each episode. And something's fishy because each of his anti-Trump YouTube videos gets over 4 million views. Either algorithmic manipulation or he's buying views. Up next is prison guard who sexually abused an inmate and had his baby avoids prison time. I wouldn't be surprised if she also got to keep her job too. Also, it's kind of ironic that the article says she abused him. There's a good chance that he was sexually frustrated and was smashing her willingly. I wonder why the media says that she was abusing him. Did she end up beating him until he was turned on by her or something? 3 years probation. What a time to be a whammy. Imagine if a male prison guard had done something like this. Number three, after Sydney Sweeney was in the American Eagle ads, they saw an 80% increase in stock price. Now Crocs Shoes have hired her for their Hey Dude shoe line. If the stock breaks out, then you can sure bet that other companies are going to hire her to stir up outrage and pump their stocks like their meme stocks too. Then again, I think the controversy has passed and the jeans market was more about selling sex. Crocs are awful and don't have very much sex appeal. Moving on is an older story but still a good one to cover. A white data scientist says he was fired for sharing data that police and more unarmed white people than black people. And he claims that BLM contributed to thousands of deaths. The Achilles heel for leftists is statistics. They love to lie about them, and this guy was working for a left-leaning company, so him doing this is like being a member of the church and violating their blasphemy laws. It's excommunicado for him. Number five, meet the San Francisco woman charging you $30,000 to name your baby. Or you could just keep your money. I'll bet you anything she probably paid the San Francisco Chronicle to cover her story, as a form of advertising. She's most likely hoping that some rich tech startup guy with more money than brains pays for her services. But I think what she's doing is great because it's morally wrong to allow a sucker to keep their money. If you live in California and you have a girl, just name her Karen. It'll save you lots of money. Up next, back in 1969, NASA, more like the remnants of Mr. Mustache's Air Force, put men on the moon, with only 4 kilobytes of RAM. And yet today we have 8 gigabytes on our computers and all we seem to be able to do is leave open hundreds of browser tabs. I'm guilty of doing it too. The reason NASA did more is because limitations make you great, and having unlimited resources often makes you complacent, so you rarely finish things. Also, the 4K of RAM wasn't enough because the lander kept crashing, and Armstrong had to land it manually. Number 7, Ireland is now offering migrant families 10,000 euros to drop their asylum claims and leave the country. Looks like the government has figured out that citizens are pissed off and the winds of change are blowing. But I think it's too little too late because Ireland surrendered its sovereignty decades ago. But why pay the money? How about just ram them up and send them out? Unfortunately, most conveniently, they lost their passports, so you don't even know which countries to send them back to. Moving on, this woman says that if she cheats on you instead of leaving, just realize that you lack something. Fix it and apologize to her and become a better man. So women are refusing to take accountability for acts that they haven't even committed to yet. Maybe she already has, but he just hasn't caught her yet. It's women like this, actually all women, that make me keep my finances separate and have a go bag ready and a backup place to stay. This is next level gaslighting. Number 9, here's another story of women stabbing each other in the back to steal a man. This one says that her best friend told her husband she cheated. After they divorced, her now former best friend started dating him. Women know the best way to get a good man is to steal him from another woman. Otherwise, she's just going to have to sift through what amounts to a box of trash to find a man. Women's greatest enemy is not men, but other women. Up next, just look at this wonderful message. Someone asks Jennifer if she would marry him, but signs further ahead said that he's breaking up with her, and she has 6 days to move out. Looks like he's pissed off about something enough to publicly humiliate her. Then again, Jennifer is a common name, and I'm sure that there are 7 Jennifers all frantically calling their man right now. Maybe that was the point to play a practical joke on a bunch of Jennifers. Number 11, here's what many of those single cat ladies have to look forward to. A camera caught the moment a caregiver smacked a 93-year-old dementia patient with a used diaper before trying to choke her out. People claim that this is racism because a black woman struck an older white woman. But it's just what happens in nursing homes when you have to deal with aggressive and vindictive boomer seniors and older that don't know any better and treat you with cruelty. Moving on, remember everyone, mothers don't leave the house, and they're in bed by 9 p.m. But there was once a time when they did all kinds of debauchery in their whore phase, and now they're trapped by some poor simp that thinks that she was a conservative good girl her entire life. Here's your trad wife, sir. And many of them end up landing in a rich setup some poor sucker worked to build up in his 20s and 30s. And their baby is also always ugly, too. Number 13, this woman charges her husband up to $600 a month if he doesn't do his household chores. So what does she do? Take out the money from their joint bank account and use it to pay for her fake hair and nails. If he pays it willingly, then he's a simp. He probably paid for that house and most of the bills, and yet he's still being penalized for not doing even more. Crazy. And the odds are that she doesn't cook or clean or do laundry. It also makes me wonder how much she charges him for sex. Up next, if you want to know who rules over you, then all you need to do is find out who Fetterman will put on a suit for. There he is on the coldest day of the year in a hoodie and shorts for Trump's inauguration. And yet there he is wearing a suit for Netanyahu's speech. Interesting, but I don't care. Dude is still better than 90% of Democrats out there. He seems like a good guy that I'd actually want to sit down with and have a conversation with, politics aside. Number 15, Aisha Howard accepted a $1 million upfront payment instead of child support. And our legal team is accusing Anthony Edwards of fraud. How is it fraud when she's the one that agreed to take $1 million upfront? She probably spent most of the money and now wants even more. Plus, this guy's a total simp. He fell for a 39-year-old woman, and he's only 24. Looks to me like there are female predators everywhere. Moving on, this 79-year-old millionaire is using Tinder to find a good breeder to have a son with, so he has an heir to his estate. I'm sure there are plenty of women willing to do that for him if he leaves them a huge chunk of change in the will. But knowing this guy, he probably already has a son he conveniently forgot to mention, and probably also got a vasectomy decades ago. Looks like he's about to play a bunch of gold diggers. Number 17, is it true that the mommy muscles fetish is there to literally make men gay? Either that or a fetish for simps. At least she's not obese. But I can't be with a woman that has more testosterone than the average man. Usually their chesticles also shrivel up into raisins. I think many of the men that like women like her have a submission fantasy. That they like being physically overpowered by a woman, or the idea of it, and they can get off by that. Up next, this U.S. high school makes history by naming the first male homecoming queen ever in Missouri. And that was the last place I was expecting this to happen. Also, is it me or does it look like he's wearing the dress backwards? And what's wrong with this woman? She looks like she's clapping ferociously for her own irrelevance. And you know she probably voted for this. Many women would rather a man become homecoming queen than see another woman win the title. Number 19, looks like South Dakota, Montana, and Idaho lock up more women than any other country in the world. No wonder they're great states to live in. The only place that incarcerates a greater percentage of their female population is El Salvador. I suspect that in South Dakota, a huge percentage of it has to do with drugs and being native. Last I heard, Aaron Cleary, Captain Capitalism himself, spends his summers in South Dakota. Moving on, here's proof that women don't care about the quality of a man's character as much as they care about the quality of his looks. This guy put down that he had a record for abusing women, and he still got 800-plus matches in just 48 hours. When women say they want a nice guy, they don't mean a nicely behaved guy. They mean one that's nice-looking. This guy could have said he abuses children and fuzzy little animals, and he probably wouldn't have gotten even more matches. Number 21, here's the look you get on your face when your wife explains all the drama at work and you realize that she's the problem, but you still have to be supportive. Yeah, this is reason 103 that I'm not married. You know that women can't take accountability, so you have to sit there and listen to them try and pass accountability onto one of their coworkers. Later that day, she's probably going to blame this simp for something she did. Women need husbands as emotional dumping grounds, We should start charging them serious money for emotional tampon services. Up next, someone asks if Sydney Sweeney is a 10 out of 10. Yes, she's a 10 for seeking attention. She knows the photographers are taking her picture in that skimpy little workout outfit. She's one of the few stars smart enough to use the paparazzi in her favor instead of just getting pissed off by them. Her face looks like a 7 and her body looks like an 8. But the fact that she pisses off liberals makes her a 10 plus in my books. Number 23, this woman was addicted to casual sex until she decided to be celibate after meeting a 33-year-old male virgin husband. She looks like a 4 and he looks like a 7.5. He could have done so much better, but instead he chose this ugly fuckling. Women love good-looking virgins because they more easily fall in love and are more likely to commit to the woman they give away their V-card to. For this guy, this is a new level of down bad. Moving on, Tinder is adding a height filter so women can keep the short kings out of their feeds. This sounds like a terrible idea for Tinder as a business. It's mostly men that pay for the memberships, and if they aren't matching with women because those women will only match with taller men, then they'll cancel the subscriptions. Now let's see if Tinder has the courage to add a verified weight filter. Women would lose their minds if they did. Number 25 and the last one, here's the difference between female characters designed with gamers in mind versus video game characters designed with activists in mind. If Ghosts of Yeni made Atsu look like she does on the left, then the game would have sold millions of copies by now. The image on the right is the reason that game mods even exist, but not everyone is savvy enough to know how to install them. The truth is that women want male attention, and men giving female video game characters their attention instead pisses off the women, because they want men's eyeballs on them instead. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.